The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Former Browns offensive lineman Jason Pinkston joining us in the last segment. Do you think the Browns will try and spin it that way?
Spin it that it's like it's just too hard to fire them both?
No. That Jimmy will come out and say, whether this is true or not, the Morning Boys, Mona Boys, have said that Jimmy had to be talked into moving on from Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, which, so, by the way, if the Morning Boys are doing that, that means they're already trying to do something, right?
I would imagine that
the wheels are already probably in motion. I don't think, if you believe what the Morning Boys have said, and make that up out of thin air.
Yeah, but I don't know that that's necessary. I don't know necessarily where they'd be getting that from. They've been saying it for a while, so that's not just a new thing they've been saying. If Jimmy Haslam came out and said, hey guys, my bad, I'm going to make up for my boo-boo, I talked these guys into it. Do you think that's enough for Browns fans? Him owning it publicly, saying this didn't work out, it falls at my feet, I made the decision, and I'm now going to let Andrew and Kevin do their thing. Paul D. Podesta's over in finance or maybe marketing, maybe, I don't know, he's got really great hair and he's, very athletic. Maybe he's teaching a spin class or something.
Got a bad look from Jonah in his portrayal in Moneyball.
Why is that? Because Jonah Hill had a weight problem at the time?
Yeah. That did not reflect what Paul D. Podesta looks like as a human right now.
I think that's, that was Peter Brand. That was not Paul D. Podesta.
Yeah, that's why they couldn't do the exact, it's actually Paul D. Podesta.
But do you think if Haslam came out, how many people do you think would take that? Because I actually think Browns fans would feel better if it was Jimmy, if we couldn't.
You feel better about Barry, better about everyone, better about the whole situation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jimmy might be too prideful to ever do that, though. Like, the odds of this actually happening, I'll answer the question, I will, but like the odds of it actually happening, I think both of us would put it like 1%. Is that fair?
No, I'd put it like 10%.
10%, okay. So a very minimal, tiny amount of percentage chance that Jimmy Haslam holds a big press conference and is like, this is how it went down. I called. I fell out of love with Baker Mayfield. I didn't. He just wasn't my guy anymore. I got the chance to get after Deshaun Watson. It never happens in the NFL. And I alone jumped.
I'm just going to say, if you want, because we've never had to play that card yet. If you played that card, I think there would be people in town who ran with it.
I think it would make sense for a lot of people. I think a lot of the math would be mathing, right? I think the 1 + 1 = 2 would be accurate if that's how it went down. Because that's how I think of a lot of us in our minds for years played with that being the understanding, that the owner, like in most NFL franchises, gets the final say. And we also do think of Barry and Stefanski in this elevated way. And that was not, I defended the move at the time. I defended it because we thought Deshaun Watson would be much better than he was. So it wasn't like a bird brain decision to think that two smart people could come to the conclusion that acquiring Deshaun Watson is a bad thing to do. I don't think we're going to get that from Haslam. I don't. And I agree with you in that I think that would help people. It would help the fans. And so if he's got to fall on the sword for that, I just don't know. I think he's too prideful to do that.
I think it's the only way he cannot fire one of those guys. if they really think they can just move on from Deshaun in whatever way they do it this year and reposition Paul DePodesta, if they really think that's going to cure the bloodlust in this town, man, are you guys off base?
From a Jimmy Haslam perspective, I already look at that as the most important and the biggest decision he's made his time as owner of the Browns. And it's going to be the thing that he's remembered the most from, unless he wins a Super Bowl in the next 20, 25, 30. I mean, it's going to be like that. It's going to be it for him in many ways. And so if he comes out and says it like full blow, that was me, 100%, that was on me. I mean, that just, it stamps it down. And I just think he's too prideful to do that. I think he loves the ambiguity of it all. I think he loves the muddiness of it all. And I think he loves the murkiness attached to all of it where no one can specifically say that's 100% your call.
I would be imagined if any of those guys loved any of this. Cause here's the thing that what we're talking, I mean, they have shown their willingness to lie, to appease, or they're a lie to, because it's the only thing they had, specifically the Deshaun thing.
Yeah.
Like, they've shown that they don't care about putting an honest foot forward at every point in terms of their messaging. It's not like lying to the American people, but they've shown that they do not value honesty with their fans. And I think with the way that Browns fans react, I think that kind of can make some sense. That, you know, they try really hard to please their fans and they don't want to upset their fans. But this is the thing. If Jimmy doesn't take that fall, then somebody else has to. And I just think it's just a matter of like obvious here. I don't think that it would matter as much to him if he came out and was just like, yep, it was me. I'm sorry, guys. Man, did I get that bad. And I'm going to make it better by letting football people do their jobs because I have hamstrung them. And if he just played the fool. Like, I think in the end, what he understands is if he were a meat shield for his own organization. And again, I don't think it's true because I don't think Stefanski and Barry deserve a pass for this because I think they were willing participants and I think they were guys pushing for this trade.
Yeah.
Whether Jimmy said, candidly, let's do it, or not, doesn't matter to me. Like, the fact is, those dudes wanted this. And so, for me, it won't work. But, man, I can understand the thought of, well, the fans don't like me anyway. Or, sorry, that's not fair.
But if you do, I mean, you're never going to get them to turn around and like you if that's the case.
Well,
though.
No. Yes, you will. You win. It's the simplest thing.
Yeah, that's easier said than done, obviously, though. Like, well, there's no guarantee he can ever actually provide a winner. So, like, he might just be cementing what it is.
Fans don't like the Dolans, and it doesn't matter a damn thing to them. Like, well, okay, actually, it does matter a damn thing to them. It won't matter to the Browns. The people that didn't like Jimmy before this trade probably aren't going to like Jimmy going forward.
You said easiest thing to do was win. Dolans win all the time, and it doesn't change people's perception.
Yeah, but the Dolans, the Guardians aren't the Browns. This is, I mean, maybe this is changing because of this absolute blight on the Browns organization and the whatever legacy there is for the Browns anymore now that the last two ownership groups have you would think Art Modell would have done the worst to this brand. Nay, nay, nay. Both ownership groups have just continued to just pummel what was once a proud brand and logo, not logos, but like people thought a lot about the Cleveland Browns. You should have been here in 99 and 2005 when people would come here and be like, I want to be a part of reinvigorating the Browns because when I was a kid, the Browns were, that meant something.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean a damn thing anymore.
Yeah.
But if you're going, I actually think there's some genius to this. I personally will not take it, but if
Haslam came out and came clean?
Yeah, no. If he, because I think in this case he'd be.
You think he'd be lying?
I think he'd be being moderately dishonest about how this whole thing went down.
Okay,
but I think because fans blame him no matter what, I think it's the easiest win. If you want to keep Barry and Stefanski, I will call it out. Is the dishonesty that I think it is, but in a way, I kind of see the genius of it.
Never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
I think you're putting too much on Jimmy.
He's not going to fall on the sword.
But why? What?
I think he's too prideful of a person. I don't think he's given me no reason to believe that he would ever be like, hand up, that's on me, guys. I've never seen him do it.
Yeah, because
I've never seen him do it.
Because he never traded for Deshaun Watson before this moment.
I'm with the idea unprecedented times can give unprecedented results, unprecedented actions, all these. I'll play with you there. I've just never seen him act that way. I just don't see that happening. I don't. Now, like he's weighing the idea of his legacy being burned for a very long time with the idea that he actually is convinced that Stefanski and Barry are the right answer.
His legacy is the building that they're going to build in Brook Park. His legacy is more than just the Deshaun trade. Long term, that's what he's banking. Well, that's what you have to bank on. He's not going into this thinking, well, I'm never going to win, so I shouldn't take the fall for this.
No, it's not that, but he's really going to bat for Stefanski and Barry in this way, and I don't even know. First off, I don't know that it's going to clear anyone of anything if he came out and said it that way. I'm happy that you would have your opinion changed a little bit, it sounds like, of Barry and Stefanski, if that was the case, though.
No, not for me. I'm talking about the average fans out there who already put it. Like, how many calls do we get a day, a week, of people being like, well, I'll tell you what, whose fault this is. It's Jimmy Haslam.
Yeah, I think big picture, I don't know that it changes a ton for all of us if we actually found out the real answer, because I think we believe what we believe already.
I think you continue to think what's true and what's not true.
No, I have no idea what's true. No one knows what's true. That's the interesting part about all this.
But again, you have to, as an organization, you have to have an exit plan and an explanation and a PR spin on the show. You can't just say, well, the thing that made you mad is gone now, so, hey, let's go draft Carson Beck. No, that's not how this works.
No, but there's a lot of people that are like myself, Nick, that I don't blame Stefanski and Barry if they nudged and said, hey, there's a guy that might be once in a lifetime with an opportunity to be traded for. Let's go get that guy. I didn't blame him then. I'm not going to blame him now.
No, you blame them for the failure. Like, you keep focusing on the beginning of this.
That's what you want him to admit. You want him to admit that it was his call.
Yes, no, yes, yes,
that's
exactly
what the whole basis of the conversation is.
No, he's taking the shame. Like, because somebody has to take the shame.
Well, but no one's going to buy the idea that, like, oh, well, yeah, Jimmy Haslam, you clearly didn't get Deshaun Watson to being the great quarterback we thought he was going to be.
No,
doesn't fall on the owner.
No. But the optics of the trade falling on the owner and then it failing can. I miscalculated what Deshaun was going to be after everything he went through. I miscalculated his ability to stay healthy. I do think people want accountability in this town. And I do think that if you just think like, hey, that wasn't good, and now we're going to move on. Hey, who did this? Well, we did this. That will not reach in this town. I think you really have to understand that the greatest PR victory sometimes is taking an L. That's what this is about. And
But I think people know. They know in their minds. They've already made up the decisions. At least I have in my head. I know who I think was responsible for the trade. I know putting it at Haslam for the lack of development of Deshaun Watson is not something I'm going to do either. That's not on that. How's that on Jimmy Haslam?
No, you actually think about this stuff.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Browns fans do not think about this the way you and I do. It's why when I'm out with family or when I was in the
give the fans the credit enough to understand that if Haslam comes to the podium and says, me, they're not idiots. They're going to think about it the way I'm thinking about it and presenting it to you.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying they're idiots. I'm saying fans are not as critical as you and I are because their relationship to the team is different. You and I cover it every day. We live it for 25 hours a week. We live it on Sundays to a degree of we live it from whenever you go on air until whenever that game is over. The relationship is different. And fans think wildly different. Even like, all right, so P1 is the parlance of the most committed radio listeners. They don't think the way the casual fan thinks. They don't, because the casual, and when I say casual fan, I'm still talking about Browns diehards. But this, I think we're making a mistake here of thinking everybody's made up their minds. No, people like to be lied to. I think if anything, the last 15 years in this country have proven on any given point from, and no matter what side of anything you're on, you just want to hear that what you believe is to be the truth. And I think there is enough people out there that blame Jimmy Haslam. That if Jimmy comes out and goes, candidly, that's all my... Sorry, I have no Jimmy Haslam. We've addressed this. That's my bad. But if...
You went to Cletus Haslam there.
I did. I went to some inferior Haslam, not one of the three or four top dogs. See what I did there? But I do think there's enough people in that concentric circle, that giant circle of Browns fans, that I think if he came out and said, oof, boy, my bad, y'all. I think that's what they want to hear.
I think we'd still go.
That's easier.
I think you'd still go back to, oh, Barry can't draft. And you still go back to, oh, Stefanski wasn't able to manage and get him to where he needed to be. And the conversation would just go, if you don't like Stefanski, you already don't like Stefanski. If you don't like Barry, you already don't like Barry. And if you think Haslam did or didn't push it, you know what you think on these things.
216-474-0092. If Jimmy Haslam came out and said, candidly, Deshaun was all my fault.
Everything's candidly.
I know, because he says candidly 17 times.
Candidly.
Would you accept that answer from the Browns organization? 92.3 The Fan. Hey guys, Nick Wilson here for my friends at FanDuel. That's right, guys, the NBA's back, and right now FanDuel's giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass, courtesy of FanDuel. If you haven't joined FanDuel yet, or if you're not on FanDuel right now, guys, what are you doing? The Cavs. They're 9-0. They've got a huge game. Cleveland, Golden State. This is going to be so much fun. You guys know, whether it's parlays, Friday first, the hump day parlay, whatever it is, I do it on FanDuel, and you can too. FanDuel.com/Wilson. Go there today. That's FanDuel.com/Wilson.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.